You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
That's right. It is Monday morning, Super Bowl Monday morning, and here we are. I am not Pat Kreitlow. I am Dr. Kristen Lyerly. If you were expecting to see Pat, I'm wearing a plaid shirt. I'm giving it the old school try, but Pat's on vacation this week. So I'm here to fill in. I've got a wonderful cast of characters. Of course, Greg Bach on the boards, keeping it steady for us. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Dr. Lyerly. How are you doing this fine, fine morning?
I'm going to tell you that I probably ate too much buffalo chicken dip yesterday, and I had a restless night. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you know, I mean, give yourself one night to have fun and just know your limits. That's important.
That's very true. Very true. Well, it's 6:07, and not only do we have Greg Bach here, but we also have a special guest.
Ooh.
He's not just a regular guy, but he's my partner. He's a 25-year veteran, a community police officer. His name is Officer Craig Carlson. Craig, thanks for coming on and hanging out with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. This will be fun.
Yeah,
you bet. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit. So later in the show, we've got Chris Ford coming on. He is an emergency medicine doc from Milwaukee, and he's going to be talking a little bit about some of the stuff that he sees in the emergency department and, of course, his podcast, Pulse Check Wisconsin, which is all about some of the experiences that he has and some of the different ways that we can do better with regards to medicine, with regards to taking care of each other. So I'm calling it real life ER. Just wait for it. It's coming. And then later in the morning, we have Dave Mahoney coming in. Sheriff Dave Mahoney. He is the past Dane County Sheriff for a long time. He's also the past president of the National Sheriff's Association. We're going to be talking about the January 6th pardons. Of course, the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, this is the Law and Order episode. See how I did that? I went from ER to Law and Order.
Do 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 do. Bow wow.
Yeah. So, you know, how often do you get to talk with law enforcement about what's happening here? It's such a big deal. And with the Supreme Court race looming in April, law enforcement is at the top of a lot of our minds. So, Craig, it's just really neat to have you here. And I look forward to your commentary and you sharing your insight.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah. So how about a little bit of a preview about what's coming for the rest of the week? Tomorrow, Tuesday, we're going to focus a little bit on education. We've got Andy Weiland joining us. He's the business manager for the Oregon School District. He's also the treasurer for WASBO. Isn't that a cool acronym?
Oh, that's fun.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's the, I'm going to try to get this right, the Wisconsin Association of School Business Officials, WASBO. So we're going to talk about what's going on with public funding, public school funding in the state, how changes at the Department of Education could impact us here in the state and locally. And then we're going to have Colleen Nowak joining us later in the morning. She is with Motherhood for Good, and she is a candidate for De Pere School Board. She's got a wonderful story about citizen activism, how she was a mom. She's actually a physical therapist who got engaged in some community organizing, and now she's running for school board. And her story is really just a neat one to share. So I look forward to sharing that one with you. On Wednesday, we've got Mark Becker coming in. That might sound like a familiar name because Mark is the host of Civic Media's Rational Revolution. It's a podcast on the weekends, and he is also a small business leader. So Mark is going to be co-hosting with me on Wednesday. We're going to talk with Michelle Tressler. She is the co-founder of Hinterland Brewery. She also serves on the board of the Main Street Alliance. We're going to talk about the small business climate here in Wisconsin, challenges and opportunities, and some of the ways that the federal government also is affecting small business here, things that we are concerned about and we're watching out for. And then later that morning, we're going to talk with Andrea Fanta. Have you seen those mommy AF stickers that people have on their cars?
Yes.
Yeah. All the AFs. Well, Andrea started this.
Okay.
So, and she started it as a movement because she was seeking support in her own life. And so she went to Facebook and she used Facebook groups to create this sense of community. And now she has turned this into a small business where she can bring in other folks in the region to share the creative things that they're doing in their lives and encourage small business. So that's going to be a great conversation. And then finally,
I could get a police AF? Would that be cool for me or not?
I'm not.
Thought I'd throw it out there.
I mean, you could. Okay, anyway, so.
Back to the show.
And on Thursday, we're going to do a whole day of Women Win Wisconsin. Renee Peplum, former candidate for Assembly District 1 up in the Door County and Kewaunee area, she's going to join me as our co-host. We're going to talk with Jody Habersh-Sinikin, Representative Margaret Arney. So we've got senators coming in, we've got representatives coming in, and rumor has it, we may also have some other high-ranking special Wisconsin women in politics. I know, it's going to be such a great week. And then I have to hand things over to Todd Alba on Friday, which is great.
The way you said, and then the boy takes over.
It's not that. We all love Todd. Todd's amazing. I just don't want to have to give it up, but I have to go back to work, my real job.
I know, you're doing all this, and I'm like, when do you deliver babies? Like,
when they come.
True.
That's how it happens.
That's true,
right?
I guess. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's when it happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a little preview of the week ahead. But I mean, guys, Greg, I know you're not a huge football fan, but Craig and I watched the Super Bowl surrounded by a bunch of teenagers last night. And I definitely want to have a conversation about the best parts of the game. There were some big moments. But before we do that, what do you think about running down some temperatures, a little bit of weather?
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great idea.
All right. So it's chilly. Mm-hmm. It's chilly this morning. Yes. Hey, Craig, in your hometown of Wausau, it's 5 degrees.
That is chilly.
That is chilly. Mm-hmm. It's 2 degrees in Eau Claire, 5 degrees in La Crosse, 14 degrees in Milwaukee, where I am told it is always sunny. True?
Wrong. Yeah, okay. I mean, maybe an attitude, but even that's debatable.
That's what my oldest son, Abe, tells me. He lives in Milwaukee. He loves it there.
Oh, well, then yes.
Yeah. It's 3 degrees in Wisconsin Rapids. Chilly up in the Northwest, -2 in Amory and -3 in Hayward. So again, chilly morning across Wisconsin, except for Milwaukee.
Yep.
And of course, friends, just like when Pat's here, you're always welcome to join the conversation at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You can also text us using the Civic Media app. If you haven't gotten the app yet, it's really convenient. That's how I listen.
Yes. It's free. Yeah. You download. You can take it. We had people listening to Matt and Air on Air Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. We had them listening in New Zealand. That's how convenient that app is. So you can take it anywhere you want. And you can also download these shows, especially now with Civic Media Mornings, which wasn't possible until this week. You can now download these episodes when they happen, when they usually happen when Pat's on vacation, but you can download these episodes as a podcast. Go to civicmedia.us, click on the show tabs, scroll down to Civic Media Mornings or any show you want, and you can find the show. Or go to your favorite podcast distribution center of choice. Download, subscribe, rate and review, give us a good word, and yeah, you can take us anywhere you want.
And you know what I really love about the Civic Media Network, and I am not paid to say this, but I'm here talking to you about this. I love that we're so focused on Wisconsin.
Yes.
You know, you hear about what's happening nationally. And I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of changes that are happening. It's a lot of chaos. People are feeling pretty uncomfortable. But here's where it really hits home. And here's where you can hear people from Jane, to Earl, to, you know, local folks talking mm-hmm. about what is happening right in your backyard. And that's yeah. one of the reasons that I love hanging out with Pat. I can't give a long soliloquy about some complicated news thing. That is Pat's arena.
Yeah.
But I love to chat with you about Super Bowl stuff and to bring on guests who can help us understand what's happening in our school board races and in our small businesses and in our different regions across the state. And that's exactly what Civic Media brings you. So it's a thrill to be part of it. I'm really, really happy to be here with y'all this morning. And, you know, thanks. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. And as Tony says on the live stream, Buck in the Dock is back. All right.
That's right. That's what we are. We are Buck and the Dock and Craig.
Bach and the yeah. Duck and Craig. I like that. I like that. Bach and the Duck and Craig. I need some music for that. I'll grab some music for that. All right.
make it the cops theme.
Bad boys.
What you gonna do when Bach and the Duck and Craig come after you?
Come for you. All right. So let's take a couple minutes and let's recap what happened yesterday with the Super Bowl.
I mean,
happy.
Okay, so I watched a little bit of it. I basically watched enough so I can have like a conversation on the radio about it. So I saw the entire halftime show. I saw a little bit of the second quarter and most of the third quarter. I was like, all right, I think this game is done.
That's a lot of football for you.
That's a lot of
football. You're not a big football guy.
Not really, but I'll watch the Super Bowl. Because here's the thing is, we talked to sports people during the week last week, and they said that it would be an interesting game because both teams' defenses are good, so it would mm-hmm. probably be like an even score. And when I turn it on, I'm like, huh, boy, this is not an even score at all. So I went back to
it. It was for a while. It was
0-0 for a while.
Yeah,
that was total domination of the Eagles' defensive line. They dominated that whole game.
Oh my gosh, yeah,
pretty impressive.
And you could.
And I think
go on.
And I think going into it, a lot of us were like, I don't really love either of these teams. When the Eagles started to take over, our room definitely lit up. We were pretty excited about the Eagles.
I was rooting for the Chiefs just because I like Travis Kelce and I like Taylor Swift, and I didn't really care that much. But man, when they're looking when they have the look on their face. In the beginning of the third quarter that you have at the end of the fourth quarter when you're about to lose, you're like, oh, that. Like, I felt bad. I'm like, guys, it's okay. You're still really, really good.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot more to talk about, though. Yeah. We can talk about the game. We can talk about the food. We can talk about the commercials. Of course, we're going to talk about halftime.
Yeah.
So when we come back from this short break, we're going to pick it up right where we left off. And then at 6:30, we have emergency medicine Dr. Chris Ford with stories from his real life ER. Bum, bum, bum. It's going to be so good. This is Civic Media Mornings with Dr. Kristen Lyerly on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly. I'm not Pat Kreitlow, but I am here with Greg Bach, and we are Bach in the Dock.
Filling
in for Pat, who's going to be back on Monday. And also joining us, you heard his laughter, is Officer Craig Carlson, lifelong Green Bay Packer fan, shareholder, Super Bowl enthusiast, and the Andy Griffith of Northeast Wisconsin.
Thanks for not calling me Barney Fife. All right. I appreciate that.
You know, when I think of it, when we first met, I was trying to figure out, it was the era of George Floyd. There was a lot of tumult about, you know, law enforcement. Obviously there still is, and a lot of work to do. And we're going to talk with Dave Mahoney, former Sheriff Dave Mahoney, about a lot of that later in the 7 o'clock hour. But one thing that I learned is that every police officer is not the same. And you have a really cool job. You're a community police officer. So you're not, you know, out there like gunning for bad guys all the time. You're like out forming relationships and trying to solve problems at their root, which makes me think of Andy Griffith.
Yes, exactly. Small town type of policing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I still want to get the bad guys. Always listening for that. You know, my position allows me to focus more on the problem houses. So I have a smaller area. I don't have to listen to the calls going out. You know, the daily grind of all those calls. I could focus on things that are very important to the people that live in my area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's how it should be, right? I mean, it's community building. It's keeping each other safe. So more about that later. But right now it is 6:23. And we've got later this hour on This Day in History is coming up in about 30 minutes. Let's do a little check on sports. We talked about the Super Bowl a little. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl a lot. But the Bucks played yesterday. They played the 76ers yesterday afternoon. And you know what? They won.
Good job.
Yeah, good job. Bucks, they play again tonight in Milwaukee. So that's good news.
Who are they playing?
You know, some team. I don't know. Maybe look it up real quick. I had this all ready to go this morning.
They're playing the Golden State Warriors. Game time's at 7 p.m. this evening. Golden State,
bring in the clutch.
They are not that good this season by their record. Holy cow, they got a slightly better record than the Bucks. That's interesting.
Should be a good game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is that time of year where basketball is like, now the Super Bowl is over.
Yeah.
You know, spring training hasn't started yet. So like all eyes on basketball.
But pitchers and catchers have reported.
Yeah, I think that starts today, doesn't it?
Let me check here. Get my spring training countdown website. Uh-huh. Here. That's dumb.
More on that as Greg is frantically. You know what else is happening right now as I was looking at sports? Because, you know, yesterday was, other than the Super Bowl, kind of a quiet sports day. There's a lot of golf.
Yeah, great. That's wonderful.
I know. I just can't.
No.
Like, I'm sure, Greg, I know you like to golf. You know, I have golfed on occasion. I'm more of a beer cart kind of gal than a golfing gal. So, like, if you're playing best ball, like, I'm fun to golf with. I'm not good to golf with.
Oh, I see. I will go golfing if it's the right people, because I will not be good, and I demand that you not take it not seriously. The moment you start getting angry about golf, I'm out, because it's golf.
Low expectations. I like that. Yes.
Exactly. And I loved watching golf with my father-in-law because he provided the uncensored commentary that one needs to power through watching golf on television.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. All right, let's go back to our Super Bowl recap.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about, Craig, you are dying to talk about the commercials. Which one?
I can't believe you wouldn't know which commercial. It focused on a problem, a health problem. Uh-huh. With women.
Uh-huh. Oh, the boobs.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say it. I was going to be more politically correct on that, but yes.
So wait, what? Okay.
I loved that campaign. It was a breast cancer screening campaign.
Oh, okay. That's great.
But you didn't know it until the end. And it was like, it was very spicy. Man,
it was constant pictures of this area. And it was like,
what am I watching? And then at the end says, get your boobs checked. Like,
yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. It was great, actually. It was still, you know, very surprising for that. But not
Craig,
in that
two sense. Thumbs up. All right.
In that sense, yes. It was great all around. Yes.
I did not watch a lot of it. I did not watch a lot of the Super Bowl, so I caught some of the commercials, and I don't remember. I didn't catch any. Just okay, so there was a time when the Super Bowl commercials were like a thing. Like they did, like Entertainment Tonight did a piece on them. You like, oh, who are going to be the secret guests in these commercials? And I saw a lot of commercials for hims and hers, like weight loss medication. And it was nothing. I mean, yeah, that's a fine topic to talk about. But like nobody, there was no like, I don't know, the Kool-Aid man didn't kick through the door going, yeah, lose some weight. Like, you know what I mean? It wasn't like anything super special. The only
actually,
one,
yeah. The Kool-Aid man did kick through the door in an Instacart commercial.
Yeah, that's relevant though. That's in context to his what he needs to do. But like, yeah, there was no like, and then I saw the Tom Brady Snoop Dogg stop hate thing. I'm like, you both voted for Trump. Leave me alone. I'm there.
Yeah. No, let's talk about the fun commercials though. Like the Michelob Ultra commercial, the Ultra Hustle. Did you see that one?
Nope.
Oh, it was pickleball with Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara as this like older couple challenging younger couples to play pickleball because they were hustling them for Michelob Ultra. It is so well done. And you know, it reminded me of our own Charlie Behrens and a skit that he did about Wisconsin folks hustling people playing pickleball. I'm pretty sure it was entirely based on that.
Yes, exactly. And Michelob's like, that Wisconsin-based commercial, get that on the Super Bowl.
It was funny. I also like the sloths.
Oh, I saw that one. I saw that one. Yes, I saw that one.
The police chase.
The police chase.
Throwing the beer. It's just like. Yeah. There were some fun ones, but it's just,
Matthew McConaughey, he was in a couple. He was funny.
He just supports everything now. He'll sign the dotted line for a check for anything now.
Yeah, but he's good at it. So
yeah,
I like
that's true.
It.
Okay, that's fine.
I know.
Was it just me, or I thought I saw a lot of repeat commercials, so I didn't understand that.
There were a lot. Yeah, but we got to go to break now. But when we come back, emergency medicine doc Chris Ford is going to join us to talk about what it's like to practice emergency medicine in Milwaukee and his new podcast, Pulse Check Wisconsin. Civic Media. Welcome back to Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly here with Greg Bach on the board. Officer Craig is here with us. It is 6:35 on Super Bowl Monday morning, and we've got another doc. Bach and the doc is rocking two docs this morning, which is more docs than most rural hospitals actually have in-house.
Can I propose a change in the name for this segment? Craig, Greg, and the docs.
Oh, I love it.
I like it. I like it. So we're welcoming Dr. Chris Ford. He is an emergency medicine doc in Milwaukee. He is an outspoken advocate for public health and social justice. And interestingly, he's the former chair of the People's Maps Commission, having been appointed by Governor Evers. Those things might not seem related, but they definitely are. And we're going to get to that. Dr. Ford, welcome to Civic Media Mornings.
Good morning, all. How you guys doing this morning?
We are peppy.
Wonderful.
I like it. I like the ER intro, too. That top five best medical shows, if not the best of all time, let me tell you.
Have you heard about The Pit? I haven't watched it yet. But Noah Wiley is in it, and they say it is even better than the original.
Mel Herbert, who runs a nonprofit, it's called MRAP, essentially. So it's our medical education, continuing medical education. He had been doing this for about 20 years. ER doc from Cali, worked out at, you know, the county out there. He is one of the lead contributors to it. So a lot of the medicine there is accurate, as accurate as it was on ER as well. So kudos to them for keeping it a book.
I love that. I love to be able to watch a show. Craig, I don't know if it's like this for you, but like when you're watching a show that is in your field and something ridiculous happens and you're like, oh no, I'd never be done that way. That's silly.
Most of the time for my stuff, yes.
Same here in radio, and people are like, oh, I'm going to pull that fader. I'm like, you never do that. I can relate.
All right, so let's talk about that intersection of medicine and radio. Chris, you've got a podcast, Pulse Check Wisconsin. It is a medical podcast for the people of Wisconsin. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and why it's important.
Yeah, so Pulse Check Wisconsin, it'll be one on February 15th, so it's coming up here. But essentially, the podcast was designed in order to help bridge the gap between the public and the medical field. As Kristen was talking about there, a lot of times, a lot of stuff that you see on TV is not as realistic as what we see day to day. And as we've seen in modern media, as well as on social media, too, there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of disinformation out there, too, with regards to your healthcare. And so what I found was just being at the bedside as a clinician, if I'm able to sit down with someone, even if they disagree with me on some things that they've read about or some of the beliefs that they may have, that it may not be based in what we call evidence-based medicine, we left with a mutual understanding that I was there to help them, you know, provide them the best medical care as possible. I'm there to treat their family members, et cetera. And so the idea behind the show is to provide that same, you know, bedside interaction that I would have to as many people as possible. You know that we're trying to give you the best folks who are, you know, at the ground level working at some of these topics that we're talking about with regards to, you know, the nursing shortage or, you know, your colon health and heart health, things of that nature. And to help give you the most evidence-based medicine that is non-biased, and you can take that information into the next doctor's visit that you can. I'm trying to put myself out of business. I'm trying to keep you out of the ER.
I love that, though. And that's one of the most striking things, I think, for me as a physician. You hear about all this stuff that's happening, you know, in the bigger world, and it's very political, especially in women's health. But when I'm sitting alone in an exam room with a patient, I don't care who you voted for. Mm-hmm. I don't care what your political beliefs are outside of what's happening right there. But I do want you to understand that the decisions that you're making now do affect that what's happening in the world. And that's why, you know, I'll wear a little vote pin on my lapel. Mm-hmm. I want to help to bridge that gap and to fight some of that misinformation, because it's not unusual for politicians to use this information to mislead us and to manipulate us. And that Definitely. Is... Yeah, and that is something that you can really combat with these interesting stories that also have a moral and a purpose.
Yeah, and you know, before the podcast, I used to work with, or I still work with them, but I started out working early part of 2019, 2018 with a group that's called VoteER. And essentially it's a nonprofit that did just that, Kristen. They help people register to vote in a nonpartisan way at the bedside, if they're at the clinics, wherever, in order to help bridge that gap. And as we know, 80% of our health outcomes, so, you know, those all are determined by measures beyond the clinical walls that we see, right? And a lot of that has to do with those things that we'll talk about coming up that's called social determinants of health. So are you able to get to your doctor's office? Are you able to live in an environment that's not harming you? Do you have access to care? Things of that nature. And even, you know, around that time, around 2018, 2019, the Health and Human Services Department listed voting as one of those social determinants of health, as we talked about, right? Because your vote is going to determine how you're able to shape those parameters of your environment and have that say in your community to keep yourself, keep your communities, keep your families healthy.
You bet. And I would add clean water, clean air, access to healthy food, and good information so that you can make good decisions for yourself. We're talking to emergency medicine doc Chris Ford from Milwaukee about his podcast, Pulse Check Wisconsin. Chris, switching gears just a little bit, talk to us about how everything came about with your participation with FAIR Maps. I mean, you're an emergency medicine doctor. What does that have to do with maps?
Yeah. So my wife will say I need a more relaxing hobbies, right? Maybe I should learn how to golf. but ultimately, it kind of came out of that, right? So the fact that a lot of our health is determined outside of those clinical walls, and the fact that voting was one of them. You know, right around the time of the pandemic, I was a newer physician working here in Milwaukee. I had come from the Minnesota area and had been all over. But what we saw during the pandemic was not necessarily COVID causing some of these issues, but it essentially laid a lot of those scars bare, right? So we were seeing populations, both rural and urban populations, who were hit, you know, predominantly by the fact that they didn't have access to care, by the fact that they didn't have access to those, you know, medications, to clean water, to groceries, et cetera, et cetera. And then the pandemic came and it released, you know, this floodgate on people that they could not stand, right? Couldn't weather. And so around that time, I saw an advertisement for, you know, the People's Maps Commission, where they invited people throughout the state to come out and to apply for it. And in that, the goal was to be, in order to create nonpartisan, unbiased maps that could allow to put that power back into the hands of the public, right? To put that power back into those populations who were underserved and disproportionately affected by, you know, the rigor of the pandemic. And so I ended up submitting my application. I think, you know, shout out to my notary Brian, who notarized my my application about 11:58, submitted it at 12 o'clock a.m. and ended up getting in. So the rest was history.
Mm-hmm. That's classic doctor timing right there. Squeeze it in. So now that we've got these new maps, and these were not the maps that you created, correct?
Right.
But we've got new maps, and yeah, our state legislature is different as a result of that. Is this the impact that you had anticipated?
Yeah. So our goal for the People's Maps Commission, you know, I think in order to put it in context, the maps that we made were not considered. And it was wholly based on what was deemed later to be an unconstitutional measure by the then conservative majority Supreme Court, as, you know, being maps that they wouldn't consider because they wanted to go with a least change approach, right? So the maps that we created resemble these maps pretty closely, I would say, the maps that we currently have, as they were the governor's maps. But what we saw was, with that least change approach, they wanted to go back to the maps that were enacted for the last 12 plus years, right? And so it was essentially gerrymandering 2.0. I think Dan Schaefer said it best, you know, when he said in his column that gerrymandering was a skeleton key that the legislative majority had been using for the last 12 plus years in order to, you know, yield, you know, this unwielding power upon the masses. Even if they lost elections, they still had that power, right? They still were able to, you know, withstand the public opinion. And so our goal for those maps was not to get a Democratic majority, not to get a Republican majority, because we have people on both sides of the aisle working with us, but to put the power back in the hands of the people, to make sure that the people were able to choose who they elected, and not vice versa, and make sure that there are competitive races, which we're seeing now with these maps, and we've seen in the assembly level as well as the Senate level in this last election.
This is the people coming together to create maps for the people so that the people can choose their own representation. I mean, it doesn't get more democratic than that, right? Yes. So what are you thinking the impact of these new maps is going to be for the future of the state of Wisconsin? We've been through one election cycle now, and it was tight. You know, we got the new maps, and right away we went into that last election cycle. So we've got midterms coming up in 2026. What do you think the impact is going to be?
Yeah. So, you know, the more reflective the maps are, and we saw this when we were doing our work with the Maps Commission, when we looked at different states and we looked at different areas, the more reflective that they are of the electorate, the better those outcomes for people are going to be. And so the more opportunity that people are going to have in order to shape their communities and to make sure that those populations of interest, all those folks who are affected disproportionately, are going to be able to hold their elected officials accountable, to say, we need this in our community and we don't want to make this a political issue. We want to just make it, you know, so that it's done at this point in time, right? Mm-hmm. And so all of those things are going to lead to increased funding. It's going to lead to increase to better health outcomes. One of the things that we talked about on the show was expansion of Medicaid here in Badger Care here in the state of Wisconsin, right? And so that's something that the majority of Wisconsinites want. They want that access to care. They don't want to see me in the emergency department. They want to make sure they have their medications. And so those are going to be things that, in going forward, having that representation and having that vote hold teeth is going to hold those representatives accountable and make sure that we're able to push forward as a state.
And, you know, we are one of, what, 10 states that hasn't expanded Medicaid at this point? I mean, it's crazy. The people who are going out without health care, the cost to the state, and the way that people now need to seek their care in the emergency department because they don't have any other options, which brings us back full circle to, you got any good stories from the ER that you want to share?
Oh, yeah. You know, we have, and in it, we talk about it in our podcast. So in a couple episodes, we have a lot of good stories in the very beginning. We had a good story, Craig. You'll like this one. There was a guest that I had. Her name is Mariah Johnson. She goes by Mariah the Weather Bookie. I would definitely recommend her on TikTok. She's got a huge TikTok following. she's a local celebrity here in Wisconsin, but she had a really good story, her own personal story, where she talked about how reckless driving affected her personally. She unfortunately had a brother who died secondary to a reckless driving accident. And she talked about from the very beginning how, you know, she was involved with the community leaders, how she was involved with police as well to help foster that relationship. And she still does work to this day in order to help reach out to the youth, to help share her story, and was very brave in doing so. And so, you know, a lot of what she's doing and a lot of what we're trying to do with the show is to help foster those relationships in the community between police, between, you know, community leaders, between healthcare providers, to come up with these resolutions to these ideas, to these issues that we're having here, just to kind of help make it safer for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we see, I know Craig talks about bringing people into the emergency department. Craig, did you want to share a question? I mean, we talked a little bit yesterday about your experience as a police officer in the emergency department. What do you think?
You know, I spent a lot of time there when I worked nights, and loved the ER docs. I guess my big question was, what can we do as police to stay out of your way? Obviously you have your goal of helping people, but we don't want anything bad to happen. Typically, we're not bringing in great people that need some services. So on my end, what can we do better to help you guys do your job?
Yeah, you know, I come from a long line of first responders. You know, my grandfather was a police officer. My dad was a fire commissioner down in Chicago. And so, you know, I have a great, vast respect for all the first responders, police, fire, EMS, et cetera. And so, you know, I would say I've only had positives in the working relationships between police officers when it comes to the emergency department. We know what you guys are out there doing, and it's that mutual respect. Like you said, you may bring some unsavory characters in, but we're going to help, you know, keep that person safe and keep each other safe too. So keep doing what you do, Craig.
Yeah. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the issues that we see with law enforcement, with healthcare, later in our second hour with former Sheriff Dave Mahoney. But between now and then, how can people find your podcast, Chris?
So Pulse Check Wisconsin is streaming everywhere. We got a new episode this morning too, so definitely go out there and get it. It's available on Apple Podcasts, you know, iHeartRadio, everywhere.
Sounds great. All right, we're going to be back after this short break with today's history lesson. Thank you, Chris Ford. This is Civic Media Mornings with Dr. Kristen Lyerly on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Back to Civic Media Mornings. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly. We've got Greg Bach on the boards and Doctor. I just upgraded you. Officer Craig Carlson is joining us. You know, a little levity.
Doctor Officer.
Yeah. We're listening to Carole King. She released Tapestry on this day in 1971. Tapestry went on to win 4 Grammys, including Album of the Year, and made her the first solo female artist to win Record of the Year and Song of the Year. It went on to sell over 30 million copies worldwide, making it one of the best-selling albums of all time. So, Carole King, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, baby. Mm-hmm. You know it. Hey, guess what? What? In 1920, baseball outlawed all pitches that involved tampering with the ball.
You know why?
Why?
Because it killed a guy.
What?
Yeah.
What? Are you serious?
So back in the day, I can't remember his name right now, but 1920, there was a pitcher, it was a batter up, and it was regular. Like they would spit on the ball, they'd scratch the ball with beer bottle tops, they would do everything they could to change the shape of the ball and the weight of the ball and the color of the ball so you couldn't see it. And then one day, it hit a young man in the temple and killed him. And since 1920, now the ball has to be pristine, perfect, like white. And that way it's like it's a safety measure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's probably why they change them out all the time.
Yeah.
You got that big pocket of balls.
Exactly.
On the side.
Exactly. So that's your baseball knowledge for today. You're welcome. Yay. Uh-huh.
So, folks, if you have any questions about balls, Greg's got that covered for this one.
That's not where I expected it to be.
All right. Hey, Greg, do you have a little In the Mood queued up for
us? Of course
in
I
1940.
Do.
Uh-huh. This was the number one song in 1940 by Glenn Miller. And on the same day, Tom and Jerry was released in theaters.
Wow.
The first cartoon. I know. In 1957, Laura Ingalls Wilder died. I had to put that in here.
We just celebrated her birthday, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shirley Temple also died on this date, but not until 2014.
Okay.
And back in 1966, Ralph Nader testified for the first time about unsafe practices in the auto industry. He published this book that then turned into the 1966 National Traffic and Motor Vehicle Safety Act. And wow. In the spirit of safe baseballs, this was the thing that made seatbelts and driver education. It turned auto safety into a public health problem. And that decreased the number of deaths as the number of cars and the faster cars continued to increase with technology. So that was a huge deal back in 1966.
And somehow back in 1966, Ralph Nader was still 81 years old because he's always looked 81 years old.
And can I just add a little Wisco twist?
Yeah.
Gaylord Nelson, our senator at the time, mm-hmm. was a driving force in making this happen.
No pun intended. All right.
Yeah. Hey, guess what was released in 1978?
What?
Come on, switch up the music for us.
Well, I'm getting there. You gotta give it a little zhuzh. All right, well, like
a little zhuzh.
Is it a four piece from Los Angeles, California, named after two brothers' last names?
It is.
Oh, really? What song could that be?
It's so good. If you cannot see the visual, we've got a little rocking out happening right now. Mm-hmm. 1978, their self-titled debut. And then a year later, Rod Stewart started a four-week run at the top of the charts with, it was really spicy at the time, Do You Think I'm Sexy? Remember that?
Oh yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. Can I tell you a fun, quick story about my high school and this song?
Yes.
Our track and field team had t-shirts with the Tasmanian Devil, and it said CMH track running with the devil, and our priest lost his mind.
Was that a short run wearing those t-shirts?
It was a short run. Long history, short run, big legend.
Oh, that's funny. Oh my gosh. In 1997, Blur released their self-titled U.S. breakthrough album. I had to add this because I do love it. It's song two. So good.
If you want a really good record, their greatest hits, their double album greatest hits is so good. If you
they
don't
were
just
so
want
big
every...
in England.
Oh, God. They
and
were
ish here.
Yep.
Woo-hoo! Wake up, everybody. Happy Monday.
It'll get you going.
We've got some birthdays to celebrate. Yara Shahidi from Blackish is 24. Chloe Grace Moretz, she was Hit Girl, Kick-Ass, she's 27. Emma Roberts is 33. Elizabeth Banks, Pitch Perfect, she's 50. Laura Dern is 57. And Roberta Flack, that voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 87 today. National days. It is National Umbrella Day.
Oh.
You're not going to need one.
No.
Yeah. It's National Home Warranty Day.
Got one.
National. Yeah, Craig's like, what?
I mean, that needs a national day.
Yeah.
But you know it does. This is actually important, but you're going to be super bored by this. National Clean Out Your Computer Day.
Ooh.
That's that sounds more like a police officer doing that than Craig. I was like,
I mean, it's a good idea, right?
Yeah,
but it's
absolutely
kind of boring. And exactly how do you do that? I don't really know.
It's National Call Your Kids to Clean Out Your Computer Day.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I want that. Yeah. So while you're contemplating how you're going to clean out your computer, we're going to take a little break. But when we return, we've got more news, talk, sports, weather. And at 7:30, we're going to catch up with former Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney to get his take on the January 6th pardons. the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court and changes he's working to see in law enforcement. So this is Civic Media Mornings with Dr.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.